Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, I almost forgot about that New York Times story, but I went ahead and just printed it up. Oh, man, my favorite part. It was a New York Times story. They were just, oh, no, John Tester may lose because, see, he's New York's third senator. So if you're one of these far-left folks at the New York Times, you want Chuck Schumer's buddy, John Tester, to be reelected in Montana so that New York has more power and Montana has less power. But anyway, in this New York Times story, they were like, oh, man, John Tester, he's doing so awfully in Montana. Now, to my conservative friends out there, don't take anything for granted, of course, and don't rest on your laurels. And especially now, it's go time with a little over a month until election day, or at least the day when the polls close. The election really starts sooner than that, as soon as ballots start being mailed out across Montana. But anyway, my favorite part of this New York Times story was they're like, well, you know, part of the challenge in Montana is, aside from the fact that people are seeing through John Tester's BS and they're seeing him for the phony that he's been all these years. Some people say, oh, Washington changed John Tester. Oh, the guy was a phony from day one. It just took some folks a few years to finally figure it out and to see through it. Right. But anyway, my favorite part of this story was the fact that they were like, well, part of the challenge for John Tester and the Democrats in Montana is the newspapers, which we all know, you know, most of the newspapers, especially the bigger city ones, the statewide newspapers, you know, you still got some weekly newspapers that are doing good local reporting. The Yellowstone County News is one of them, of course. And so, but anyway, they were saying, oh, the reason why the Democrats are doing so poorly now is because the newspapers are doing so poorly. You know, like the Great Falls Tribune. They didn't name all of them, but I'll name them. The Great Falls Tribune, the Billings Gazette. They got another, you know, garbage story that they copy and pasted today. They fired the guy from being their editor because he was too liberal, but now they copy and paste his story in their newspaper as if it's news. I mean, what a joke. I mean, what an absolute joke. But then again, the TV stations are doing the same thing now. So apparently they want to go down the same failed path that these newspapers went down. But they were lamenting the fact that, oh, these newspapers are doing so bad. You know, the Great Falls Tribune, you know, had to sell their building. Now they're operating out of some attic somewhere. The Missoulian operating out of some attic somewhere. They had to sell their building by the river too. The Billings Gazette, you know, selling their building, you know, they're operating, you know. And they were like, but talk radio is strong and cable TV is strong. So basically they're saying that because the truth is now able to get out about John Tester and the Democrats, because you are able to be heard speaking out the truth instead of just getting this fake news spin from these, newspapers like back in the day, that now more Montanans are seeing through John Tester's BS, and that's why the Democrats are having such a hard time. So talk radio is strong, per the New York Times.
Securing America.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, participating in a discussion with the Council on Foreign Relations Monday concerning, quote, his vision for joint forces over the coming years. The chairman saying the goal is always not to fight, but if it comes to that,
I want to make sure it's an unfair fight. I want to make sure that we have all the capabilities and all the tools and the resources from our nation.
General Brown adds planning for the future also means expanding beyond traditional weapons and embracing new technology from outside sources.
Be able to bring in some things that are already being developed that have great application that could be used in a military context.
The chairman also emphasizing that U.S. forces have to keep their attention on everything, everywhere, at all times.
What happens in one part of the world impacts other parts of the world. And we've got to make sure we're able to make those connections so we don't get surprised at a later date.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just say no. Say no to every single one of them. Every single one of these proposed ballot initiatives. Just say no. That's what the governor says. Go to MontanaTalks.com for that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I had a really tough decision to make there 3 minutes ago. Do I go get a, you know, refill on my cup of coffee, or do I find this New York Times story? And I ended up doing neither. I did not fill up my cup of coffee, but that's all right. I can listen in on the app to the Farm and Ranch Report while I refill my coffee here in just a few minutes. So can you. I'll get to the New York Times story here. It's buried in my stack of stuff. But this is a story that actually was right at the top of the stack anyway. And it was something I wanted to get to yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday, though. But this is really interesting. Did you guys see this headline? Billings Public Schools celebrates opening of multilingual charter school. So you guys know this. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, they're calling anybody a refugee these days. They're calling anybody an asylum seeker. You get to be a refugee. You get to be a refugee. You get to be an asylee. Yeah, the rest of you, you can just flood across the southern border, and then John Tester and Kamala, they'll make sure you're taken care of, too. Don't you worry. Now, let me say this. I would bet that there are some folks who are refugees, who are asylees that have been placed here in Montana, and I'll bet you they are great folks. I'll bet you there are some that are just incredible folks. But we do know that this process has been so abused that they are just abusing that process to further the invasion of America. So now some of you left wing nut jobs can't see through the nuance that I just shared with you there, but most of our listeners get what I just threw down there in the sense that, are there some good people that are coming into the country as refugees or as asylees? Yes. But is the process being abused? That's what we've heard firsthand from retired ICE field office director John Fabricatori, who headed up the Colorado and Wyoming offices for ICE before he retired. But anyway, I see this story, and you know, hey, when this idea was first proposed, we covered it here on Montana Talks that you've got the Biden Kamala Harris State Department approved this outfit to bring, you know, supposed refugees into Billings, Montana. And so now you've got people from all sorts of different countries that are being placed in Billings, Montana, right, through this program. And so I think the first thing we heard is that there would be 100 families that would be placed in Billings, Montana. And so anyway, but they're coming from, you know, various places. Venezuela is one of the places. And so I think in this news story here, I've got a nonstop local story. I've got a KTVQ story here. But anyway, several different languages. I think at least six different languages that are being spoken by kids in the Billings Public Schools, which is the largest school district in the state of Montana. So what they did was when the state of Montana allowed, when the legislature approved charter schools, the legislature and the governor signed into law a bill to allow for charter schools, not just public charter schools, but private charter schools as well. Of course, the liberal judge put a halt to the private charter schools, but the public charter schools still get to move forward. And one of the charter schools Billings put forward, one of them I really like. It's more of a trades-focused charter school. Love that concept. Love that idea. A big fan of more of an increased focus on the trades. That helps everybody, no matter what language you speak. More trades education, more of that, right? I think we all agree there. That's good for a lot of kids, so many kids. But what I thought was interesting was, like, wow, they only have 40 kids? So you're building an entire charter school, the new multilingual academy, and there's only 40 kids? For one entire charter school? It just seems to me like, wow, a whole lot of effort for a very small group of kids. And then I think there's another question that's being raised here, which is this truly the best way to serve these kids, right? I saw a great comment. I think NBC Montana, was it NBC Montana or was it Color 8? I can't remember where I saw it, but one of our listeners, Anna in Bozeman, she left a comment on this story. She says, I'm a first-generation immigrant, currently a U.S. citizen. She says her husband and her moved to the U.S. legally with three children. Here's what Anna says. She says, I don't like the idea of segregating kids who don't speak English from American kids. Immigration without assimilation hurts local communities, creates division, and does not help immigrants. And anyway, I thought that was a very good point that was being raised by Anna. And so, I mean, so you've got a couple of factors here. One, it's like, wow, they don't even have enough teachers. They don't have enough money for security. There's a lot of gaps in the school district 2 system. But yet, wow, an entire charter school for 40 kids that might be better served by being assimilated into the classroom anyway. Anyway, that's just my take. But I do really like this new the school district 2 superintendent, especially compared to superintendents of the past. But this one to me has just been kind of a question since day one. And if John Jackson will be with us later this morning, I know what his response would be is the more services you provide, the more people are going to come, the more people are going to flood into the state that already doesn't have enough housing, by the way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, each year, the Montana Stock Growers Association honors a ranch that exemplifies environmental stewardship and demonstrates a commitment toward improved sustainability within the beef cattle industry. And in 2023, The Goggins Ranch was recognized as the Environmental Stewardship Award winner. Yesterday, during the Raising the Stakes tour, Janet Endicott talked with me about some of their award-winning conservation efforts in the Madison River Valley.
We've done a lot of what we call passive restoration. So we fence riparian pastures on the streams, both on Moores Creek in Ennis and on South Meadow Creek out of McAllister. And with that, we keep the cows off until fall, and then we go in for very short duration and graze quickly, and then they're out. And it has really improved the grass that grows in there, and just amazing all of the willows that have come up, and the stream has narrowed, makes it cooler, it shades the water, so the fish are happier, and it just makes a whole healthier stream, and it works. It takes a few years with passive restoration, but it's amazing how it does, and it works well.
Now, the Goggins Ranch is operated by Janet Endicott and her brother, Pat Goggins, along with Janet's daughter, Rachel Endicott. Pat's wife, Michelle, and Pat and Janet's sister, Betty, are also integral parts of the operation in southwestern Montana. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Attention farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners. The NRCS in Montana is accepting applications for the program year 2025 funding cycle through October 25th for EQIP. However, CSP applications are due December 27th. To learn more about technical and financial resources available to implement important conservation practices like these, visit your local NRCS field office or visit nrcs.usda.gov/Montana for more information. USDA is an equal opportunity provider, employer, and lender.
Join the Montana Grain Growers Association for their latest installment of the Grains of Wisdom series in Lewistown. Spend the morning growing wise with experts from Pinion and MGGA. Key topics will include smart tax strategies, estate and succession planning, and sustainability practices relevant to Montana grain operations. The event takes place September 24th, 9 a.m. at the Eagles Club in Lewistown. Lunch to follow. For more information, contact the Montana Grain Growers Association. Well, according to the Western Livestock Journal, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has submitted an appeal to a federal appeals court to remove protections for gray wolves in the lower 48 states. If granted, wolves would be managed by individual states. In documents filed on September 13th with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requested the court appeal the 2022 decision by a California district court that blocked a Trump-era rule to remove Endangered Species Act protections for wolves. Now, the court ruled then to keep wolves listed as endangered in 44 states, keep wolves in Minnesota listed as threatened, and delist wolves in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Eastern Oregon, Eastern Washington, as well as North Central Utah. As the saying goes, I guess we'll wait and see, and only time will tell. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there we go. There's that New York Times story I was looking for that I had printed up. I was just thinking, I was like, man, I am still looking for that New York Times story in my stack of stuff here. I did fill up my coffee during that last break, though. I will have you know. All right, let's get rolling here. Let's see. Got a message that came in on our Montana Talks app. Tater in Forsyth, great to hear from you as always, young lady. She asks a really good question. And who pays for those charter schools? We know. That's right. If they are public charter schools, we all pay for them. If they were private charter schools, you get to decide whether you want to pay for it or not. But And that's the thing. It's a question of resources here. It's not just a question of resources when it comes to you. You're building an entire charter school for 40 kids? that might be better served by being assimilated into the broader classroom with all of the other kids, is a point that one of our great listeners, who's a first-generation immigrant herself, said. She's been through it. She's lived through it. And by the way, her and her husband, a successful couple there, a successful family in the Gallatin Valley. And so let's take it from the immigrants who've succeeded on what it takes to succeed in America, right? Anyway, that's just my take. But let me go back to what David Noble had to say here. The Trump War Room said this. President Trump is in Pennsylvania near the city of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, Charleroi. Do you guys know how to pronounce it? Their population exploded by 2,000% amid an influx of Kamala migrants. The schools cannot keep up with the flood of new students, many of whom do not speak English. And David Noble at LectureFan via X shared this over the weekend. He says, this looks like the reason places in Montana have to build entire charter schools to assist with non-English speaking students. And David, of course, is exactly right. And I think if we had School District 2 on the show with us right now at 6:30 in the morning, they would likely say, yes, like whether you agree with what's happening, in this country right now or not, we are forced to provide education to every kid, regardless of their status. And so we're just trying to prepare for what's coming. Was their response? But so again, folks, look. Actually, let me say one more thing. 30 seconds before the Fox News update here. I have friends that just got back from Australia. They spent a year or two, was it, living in Australia. They're from Billings, and they said, I think his wife went there to work as a teacher, because they will pay you a lot of money, they will pay all your expenses, they will find you housing if you will go be a teacher in Australia, because they have become so flooded with migrants from all over the world that they desperately need teachers over there. But teachers beware, it's a mess. It is crazy because the schools are so overwhelmed. And migration, Giorgia Meloni. You guys remember Giorgia Meloni, this incredible female prime minister. Was she the first ever? Trivia Travis would be able to tell us. I believe she was the first ever elected prime minister of Italy. And boy, did the media hate her. Boy, did the left hate her. I know, they love it when the first woman, whatever, even if it happens to be a man instead of a woman pretending to be a woman. No, they love it when it's the first woman, especially if it's a man. But this was an actual woman, the first woman to become the prime minister of Italy. And they despised her because she wanted to crack down on illegal immigration and much more. Plus, she was pro-faith. She was pro-family. What did they say? Patria vita. Was that the words? Patria vita. Some of you Italian speakers could fill me in on that one. I did not go to the multilingual charter school, so I couldn't tell you if I pronounced that right or not. But listen to the Italian prime minister who was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on the success that Giorgia Meloni is having.
Much talk about how illegal migration has declined by 64% over the last year.
Good results. Good results because we are working with the agreement with Tunisia, with Egypt, with Libya. We are working with the North African countries for reducing the both coming. We are working, fighting against the crime, because there is a lot of organization working for illegal immigration. We need to stop this crime for reducing the immigration. But I think this year very, very good results. It's not easy. We worked hard for achieving this goal, but now in Spain more 60%, in Italy less 60%. This is very, very, we are very happy for this. We are not against legal immigration. Right. We are against illegal immigration. Human traffickers are the most important part of crime. They are human traffickers, weapon traffickers, drug traffickers. They are the same organization. For this, we need to be very strong and to fight against this organization. And we are doing it.
Do you think it's been that reason, the traffickers, human trafficking, drug traffickers, that people have started to move away from socialism, move toward a conservative approach? I mean, look, in Italy, you have been building up the military. I know you come from a NATO family. Your father was a member of NATO, raised in Paris.
He served in Paris when I was very young.
So tell me about your approach today. And is this the reason that so many voters are moving toward a more conservative approach? We're seeing it happening in many countries in Europe.
Anyway, great question there from Maria Bartiromo. I'll play the answer coming up after the break here. But did you hear what the Italian prime minister did not do there? Did you pick up on this? We have this immigration problem. We had illegals pouring in, drug cartels. We had human traffickers. It was very hard, but we helped fix the problem. He did not respond by saying, I grew up in a middle class family. No, they actually tackled the problem, unlike Kamala Harris, who made the problem worse.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. We hear a lot in the headlines this time of the year about conflicts with people and grizzly bears in Montana. Now Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is rolling out a new tool where the public can keep track of grizzly deaths. The Grizzly Bear Mortality Dashboard is a new online tool showing information as to what led to a grizzly death, whether in self-defense or where a problem bear had to be destroyed. It covers the entire state outside of tribal lands. The agency's idea is to educate people on how to prevent conflicts. The link is on the state's Grizzly Bear Management page. The popular Highline Trail in Glacier National Park remains closed because of that run-in between a bear and a hiker last week. Biologists are now positive it was a grizzly that ran into the hiker and his friends and say they were walking into the wind under foggy conditions, and that may have been a factor. But they praise the group for deploying bear spray, using a satellite communicator to summon help, using a first aid kit, and hiking as a group. The trail remains closed between Haystack Butte and Granite Park. Montana Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson says no ballots were impacted by a technical glitch that reportedly had taken Vice President Kamala Harris's name away when absentee voting was opened for military and overseas workers on Friday. The Bozeman Chronicle and others reported the problem forced the state system to be shut down for a while until it could be ironed out. In a very pointed press release, Jacobson says egregious misinformation campaigns circulating online had it wrong and stressed all candidates were certified for the ballot back in August. Well, the University of Montana was named as an R1 Research Institute a few years ago, especially for its work in medicine. You might not realize the extensive work they're doing on climate issues and fire management. During a recent appearance on Montana Talks, UM President Seth Bodner says those efforts are impacting the lives of people right here in the state.
It's also like the Montana Climate Office, which has, moisture content, snowpack monitoring stations all across the upper Missouri River Basin, giving information not just to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers downstream looking at dams, but to farmers and ranchers across our state.
This is the Montana State News Network.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mom?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Okay, Travis, keep your finger on that red button just in case I let this clip go a little long. I can only use the first few seconds of it. But I shot a note to John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, at Private Joker US, So, of course, if you've ever seen his profile photo is Private Joker from the movie Full Metal Jacket. So, anyway, I sent him a note earlier. I said, hey, John, I got a busy 9 o'clock hour of the show today. We've got the mayor of Roundup. She's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour talking about a big rally for coal coming up Friday in Roundup, Montana. I'm going to be there. I hope all our Roundup friends are there. Logan, Monty, Nancy, all you guys. Hope to see every single one of you this Friday afternoon, 4 to 6. But and then we got Kid Petit. Scott Kid Petit, he was the mission pilot for the Polaris Dawn crew. And remember, they just did their spacewalk into space, what was it, last week? And I heard it live on Fox and Friends when I was driving in for the radio show one morning. And as I'm listening to this spacewalk, it later dawned on me that the Polaris Dawn crew trained for that very spacewalk mission in Bozeman, Montana. And they were using the airspace here in Montana as their training grounds, doing some, you know, zero-G, negative-G maneuvers, things like that. And so I was like, wait a minute, I need to follow up with it. Well, we interviewed Kid Petit while they were on the ground in Bozeman training for this space mission. And then now they just conducted the first-ever successful commercial spacewalk. I should get them back on the show for a follow-up. Talk about their training in the Bozeman area and talk about the spacewalk and much more. So he's going to be joining us later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But, but that being said, I was like, well, wait a minute, man. Maybe I'll see if John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, wants to come join us a little bit earlier because our 7 o'clock hour is wide open. So I told John, I was like, hey, man, if you want to come, you know, get in the house early this morning, feel free to come as early as you want because, you know, when John's here, we take your phone calls just like we would, you know, any other open phones portion of the show. So it's a ton of fun. And plus, you know, our early risers don't get a chance to joke around with the Joker too often. So, yeah, I agree with Kelly in Glasgow. The more time we get with the Joker, always a great time. Here he joins us every Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour. But we'll see if he can pop up and join us in the 7 o'clock hour. So anyway, I'd sent him this email and I'd said, John, You want to come join us earlier in the hour? And he said, okay, I just got your message. I'm moving. I said, well, you better. This is what I basically said in response to Private Joker, the Full Metal Jacket guy.
Get up here, fat boy. Quickly, move it out, pile.
All right, and then I better hold it right there because Then he says some choice language right after that about old people doing something in particular. So I'm just going to pause it right there. We got kids listening. Actually, they've heard worse. They're probably going to hear worse at their charter school later today than they would hear on the radio this morning anyway. But the FCC still tells us we can't use some language. And frankly, we'll just stick away from the bad language anyway. We get close enough when the Joker's in the house. All right. I told you I was going to share the response. So Maria Bartiromo asked a great question to the Italian prime minister. Or the Italian, not the Italian prime minister, which is Giorgia Meloni, is the prime minister. I think this was the foreign minister, Antonio Tajani, if I pronounced his last name right here. Again, I did not go to the multilingual academy, so did not study Italian. She asked him, okay, more and more European governments are moving to the right. They're pushing back on this invasion of migrants, illegal aliens. And she asked him, do you think it's because Europeans have seen, because we know this is what Americans have seen, do you think it's because of the sex traffickers, the human traffickers, the drug traffickers that have taken advantage of these porous borders in Europe? Is that why more European countries are moving to the right, like Italy has done?
In Europe.
Fortunately, there is a majority center-right in Europe, also inside the new European Commission. There are 16 members of this commission, on 27 coming from the center-right parties. This is very, very important. There is a new Europe after the European elections. We are working hard for growth. First of all, it's important for us to strengthen industry, agriculture. Of course, we are involved against climate change, but we need to be pragmatic. Climate change, the action against climate change is not a religion. We need to be pragmatic. We need to work against climate change, but in the same time, we need to back industry and agriculture.
All right, on that point, President Trump actually had some great remarks. Was he in Pennsylvania? Do you remember, Travis, if he was in Pennsylvania? I know we've got some audio here. President Trump talked coal, talked China, and he talked to John Kerry. I'll get to that here in just a second. Let's see. Jim in Billings on the phone lines. I just saw a summary of what he wants to talk about. All right, Jim, what's going on? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, hey, good morning. It's Fine Montana Day. I'm sorry. I got three questions I feel I need to ask. First of all, did space aliens drop a stupid bomb on this planet I'm not aware of? A five-year-old can lie better than the people in power now. The words coming out of their faces. Second question, why does mankind have to kill and destroy everything so now they can say it's theirs? It's like, you survived. That's about it. Okay, third question, can monkeys make laws?
Can they make what?
Can monkeys make laws? That's for the
laws.
People who believe in theory. Yeah, people believe in the theory of evolution.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm just glad that's the question you asked, because our producer, Travis, summed up your quick phone call. He said, Jim in Billings wants to talk about three questions on aliens, why man destroys what is theirs, and then he says, and can monkeys make love? But
oh, no, that's why I said procreation. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So, no, but the question is actually, can monkeys make laws? We went on a vacation recently and they had these crazy monkeys down there, and they would go, one of them went over to like the hotel coffee pot area where the coffee was at and grabbed the sugar jar and started shaking it, threw it on the ground, stole the sugar packets and started eating the sugar right there. And but then again, if inflation keeps going up here in America, that's going to be you and me. We're going to devolve down to that point, right?
Yeah, just try to do the best you can for as long as you can.
That question, Jim, thanks for the call. That question you just asked, why does man destroy something just to then claim it as their own? Oh, actually, Jim, are you still there?
Yeah.
What did you mean by that, or what prompted that thought in particular? Why does man destroy something just to then call it his own?
Well, it's basically Satan wanting to take over the worldly system, but he does not control life. So he basically kills everything to say it's his, and he's just going to disappear. It's not going nowhere.
I was
going
to say, because, the problems on it, that kind of goes back to your first question about, did aliens come to Earth and drop a stupid bomb on Earth? And unfortunately, the fall of man has been here since day one because of free will, right? But the reason why I thought that was interesting, why does man destroy something just so they can then call it their own or his own or something? That's when you think about what the left, not just in America, but in Europe, this ties in with what the Italian foreign minister was just saying there. Jim, thanks for the call. This is what their great reset. This is what they wanted to take advantage of COVID-19 to usher in the great reset. This is what the World Economic Forum. This is what Kamala Harris and John Tester are pushing. Why are they destroying America? Because they want to transform America into something else. And they are playing for keeps. They will keep doubling down to do whatever it takes to destroy this country, to turn it into something else so that they can call it their own, so that they can control it. And that's what the left is doing. In South America, in Europe, in Africa, this is what the global left is doing right now. Rock, calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, the guy that called in yesterday, and he says he's going to vote for Kamala Harris, and he wants to get back to normalcy. Well, what have the last 4 years been? I don't think they've been really normal. And Kamala Harris is much more radical than Joe Biden was. So I'm not quite sure what normalcy is to this guy, because we've got, we've got transgender stuff. We've got, late-term abortion. We've got the whole drag queen thing.
Inflation. We're on the brink of World War III. Yeah, that was Jim in Kalispell. I've chatted with Jim. He's one of our Democrat callers. I've chatted with him a number of times over the years. He voted for Obama. He voted for Biden. He's voting for Kamala Harris and John Tester, too, because, you know, he and Harris are one and the same. Yeah, good. Great point. Rock, stand by if you got more to share back after the break.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Oh, you'll be very, very happy to know that 9 high-ranking former national security and military officials who signed a letter on Sunday endorsing Vice President Harris at a run for office included Leon Panetta, who actually said that the attack used by Israel against Hezbollah, the pages that went on, he called it a terror attack. But you got Panetta signing the letter, Clapper signing the letter, Brennan signing the letter. Gee, what a shock. You know, 4 years ago, they're the same people that dismissed the very real infamous Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation, and none of them knew a damn thing about the laptop. None of them even looked at the laptop.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got some messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Tim in Savage says this: I'm not sure what is more irritating, the tester ads or the Pfizer ads plugging the COVID shot. That's a pretty good message there. Thanks to Tim for that message. Jay in Billings, this message actually came in yesterday, right after we wrapped up the show. Jay in Billings asked us a question. Why is there a public media reading of an assassin's letter of encouragement to finish the job? Is this entertainment, culpability, or insane stupidity? Jay, good question. I saw Donald Trump Jr. Where did I see this at? Oh, yeah, here we go. TheDailyWire.com. Donald Trump Jr. says the Department of Justice is putting his father's life, quote, even more at risk by releasing this bounty letter. You know, isn't it interesting? The fake news media and the officials. Remember when that transgender shooter shot up that Christian school, and they didn't want to release the manifesto. And look, I understand why the families don't want the manifesto released, but I also understand why the media didn't want that manifesto released, because it exposes how there's so many of these radicalized, transgender, mentally deranged mass shooters in America. And they did not want to point out how that is happening at an increased level, right? But boy, look at how quick they are. Hey, let's release this bounty letter where the Trump attempted assassin, pink shirt guy down in Florida, allegedly pledged $150,000 to anyone who would then who would then attempt to kill the former president. And so Don Jr. says the Department of Justice is putting his father's life even more at risk by releasing that bounty letter. All right, real quick here. This is President Trump talking coal, talking China, talking John Kerry and more.
You look at China, they're opening up coal plants. Every week they're doing a big coal plant. And John Kerry, I watch this poor guy. This guy, it's so pathetic. He flies over in his own jet. You know, his wife has some money from a certain family, right? Right? And he's got a little jet. He flies over to China. He sees President Xi. President, oh, yes, I will consider this very strongly. I will consider your request to stop building coal plants. And then he leaves. He comes back. Oh, I had a good conversation. Nothing gets done. They're building coal plants. He had zero impact. But we don't build anything here. And what people don't understand is all that pollution in China, all the pollution everywhere in the world, much of it flies right over the United States. It takes 3.5 days. Comes in from China, and it's sometimes bad, and it flies right over the United States. So what are we going to do about that? But nobody ever discusses that. They don't want to talk about that. So we'll be nice and clean.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. By the way, that's how you get certain toxins in western Montana. It's not coming from coal strip, which is very clean. It's coming from China. China. Let's go to Gary in Billings. We only got about a minute or so to go. Gary, what's on your mind? Good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to lots of talk shows, and the other night there's a program called Ground Zero that these people call in about all the bombs going around the country. And they ever talk about the thing that happened to Donald Trump at the Tucson rally? And then last night on the Glenn Beck show, he addressed more about that rally where there was 10 or 11 people sat in front of Donald Trump at the rally. And after the rally was over, a lot of them came down with a really bad burn, and they had to go to the emergency room. And what they were talking about is that was somewhat of an attack on Donald Trump.
So it was almost like rally. It was almost like what's been talked about in the past, this Havana syndrome, although different, right? A different, you know, kind of reminds me of when the Antifa activists were flashing lasers in the eyes of U.S. marshals defending the courthouse that the Democrats were attacking, right?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.